Welcome and welcome back, everybody, to the OK Grognard Show. Today is Monday, April 15th, 2024, 10 a.m. Central in beautiful Lake Geneva, Wisconsin. April 15th, yeah, that's why we're talking about taxes and D&D campaigns. I've touched on this in the past a little bit, and, you know, there are many ways to approach this subject. Gary, famously, in the Dungeon Master's Guide, uses a bunch of things to... does this work? Yeah, there we go. Look at that. Let's get right into the meat of it. There's a section, page 90, in the DMG, first edition, Advanced Dungeons & Dragons, Dungeon Master's Guide, on duties, excises, fees, tariffs, taxes, tithes, and tolls. That's right, all of those things. But he asked the question, what society can exist without revenues? Hey, Vince, welcome to the chat, buddy. Talking about taxes on tax day. Taxes in D&D, though. What better means of assuring revenues than taxation? And all of the names used in the title of this section are synonymous with taxes in one form or another. But if it is called something different, perhaps the populace won't take too much umbrage at having to pay and pay and pay. So, I sense that Gary had an opinion about taxation. And we won't go into real world situations because I don't have anything to quote from him on that. But, you know, he's writing... He's writing as himself, not as a character, so. It is important in most campaigns to take excess monies away from player characters, and taxation is one of the better means of accomplishing this end. The form and frequency of taxation depends upon the locale and the social structure. Duties are typically paid on goods brought into the country or subdivision thereof. So any furs, tapestries, etc. brought into a town for sale will probably be subject to duty. He said duty. Excises are typically sums paid to belong to a particular profession or practice a certain calling. In addition, an excise can be levied against foreign currency, for example, in order to change it into the less remarkable coin of the realm. Fees can be levied for just about any reason. Entering a city gate is a good one for non-citizens. Tariffs are much the same as duties, but let us suppose that this is levied against only certain items when purchased, rather than a surtax, or it can be used against goods not covered by the duty list. Right back to the beginning, taxes are typically paid only by residents and citizens of the municipality and include those sums for upkeep of roads and streets, walls, gates, municipal expenses for administration and services. Taxation is not necessarily an annual affair. So, what do we get from this? It's a means of taking excess money away from players. I think we have to remember that when he was writing this, right, it was published in 79, but obviously much of it was written in the lead up to that. So let's just say that the game was less than 5 years old when he was writing this. So there were a lot of D&D-isms that were happening on the fly. So DMs were learning about how much treasure to leave laying around for players as they ran their campaigns. So if players wound up with excess monies, and the DM felt that they were getting a little too fat and sassy and not getting out and adventuring and taking the various hooks that were ladled out before them, perhaps the idea here is, hey, if they got too much money that they don't think they need to go get more, then let's take some of it away from them, and this is a way. And it's true. This is a larger section. I'll just glance over some of the rest of it and say that if the general reader thinks that taxation, that the taxation he or she currently undergoes is a trifle strenuous for his or her income, pity the typical European populace of the Middle Ages. They paid all of the above, tolls being very frequent, with those trying to escape them by means of a byway being subject to confiscation of their goods with a fine and imprisonment possible also. So I think the point is that in most things, right, you're not writing a story. If you're running a sandbox, you're not writing a story. But what you are trying to do is create conflict in the campaign. And if it can be of a neutral variety, you know, I'm not just, oh, rocks are falling from the sky. And some DMs used to do that. I think Gary famously clouded a player or two with a rock from the sky when they were disrupting a game. But, you know, if the conflict should exist within the game world, within the setting. And this is a perfect example of an oppressive regime levying large taxes, many excises, super-duper fees, the temples in the area jumping on the bandwagon and making sure that everybody ties the various churches that exist so that they can get their cut. Because, I mean, if that much money is getting pushed around, at least they got something to offer, right? Healing and salvation and all that good stuff. I think that is the real takeaway for me for this section on taxes. And it goes into a lot of detailed example. Taxes charge a 1% duty on all normal goods. Foreigners pay 2%, double the rate. On higher end items, it could be 5%. So, you know, you're looking at sliding scales. And I'll tell you what, nothing can keep a campaign feeling more realistic than someone trying to get their hand in your pocket, because it happens so much in the real world that they're, you know, always trying to get a cut away from you, from your hard earned. So, you know, look to this as being similar. And also the various, you know, if people have one tax, where everybody pays 4%, Bob. Well, then we can negotiate. Let's make it 4. Well, they really wanted 6. Well, how about 3? So suddenly it becomes this negotiation over one thing, right? But when there's a dozen different taxes and fees and surcharges and excises and tariffs and all of these other ways that the government and various entities, guilds and temples and everything else are attempting to fleece anyone who shows any ability to make a decent amount of money, then who do you argue with? Well, probably you get out of town. Maybe you go build your own town. Maybe it's time to build a castle where I can just say, yeah, come and get it. Good luck. But that's what this section's all about. Citizens of the town must pay a 5% tax on property. Uh-oh, do we want to live in the town then? No, we want our own castle. We want our own wizard's tower out in the fields. Anyway, read this section. Check it out. Tell me what you think in the comments when you get a chance. Oops, we want to get rid of that. We'll just say a quick goodbye. Thank you very much for popping in. Thank you, Vince. Good to see you over there. Thanks for coming out yesterday, running dungeon at Second Sunday at Lake Geneva Games. It was a good time. Hey, here's a cool Dungeon Master t-shirt. Look around for that one. I don't know where I got it. But it's a early, well, it says it's 74. So I must have been running it back then. And I was. In any event, thank you very much. And we'll just shut it down for today. So, taxes in D&D campaigns. This has been the OK Grognard Show. Don't forget the show streams live on Twitch each Monday at 10 a.m. Central, and then it's archived on YouTube. Like, subscribe, follow, all the good stuff. Thumbs up. Thank you very much. Would appreciate it. Thanks to our Patreon supporters as well. Tom Tullis of Fat Dragon Games, Carlos Leising of Castle Entertainment, Heath Farndon of the Andy Padilla and D20, Dave O'Brien of Four Quacks Games, and, as always, Shane Bradley, DM extraordinaire. This has been the OK Grognard Show from beautiful Lake Geneva, Wisconsin. Bye-bye.